Let us pray. God, our helper, our protector, pour out your spirit and illuminate your wisdom. Amen. I thank Reverend Jason Mayers who invited me to preach today. I feel very blessed to stand before you and speak to you. And I hope that I reach to those who are joining us virtually. I have enjoyed worshiping with you, actually, and appreciated the beauty of this place this past year. This congregation is closest to my new home. It literally 20 minutes walk. Whenever I get a chance, when I'm not in my principal's hat on and doing the go to different places on Sunday, or I need to be with my partner's church, I have come here and spoken with some of you and sitting in the pews and admiring this beautiful place. My partner David, when he's off duty at his congregation, has come to worship with you too. And we were both here to take in the wonderful performance of Handel on Good Friday last month. So my family has a connection with your church. Institutionally speaking, this church has a deep and long connection with Emmanuel College. Many of your past ministers are graduates of Emmanuel College. Some of your ministers have also served the Board of Regents at Emmanuel, the Victoria University, of which Emmanuel is part. Many students from Emmanuel did internship here, and you have one now. There is Tao Preaching Fellowship that supports a marvelous Emmanuel students who are interested in preaching and worship. Many Emmanuel graduates, I'm learning, that are also members of your church. So in some ways, Metropolitan United Church and Emmanuel College are like family, right? We support one another, we rely on each other. And as principal, I would like to strengthen this beautiful and historic connections much more deeper, and look forward to working with you on that. Today is Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day, everyone. And also, May is the month we celebrate Asian heritage. So I thought it might be fitting for me to speak to you about family. But I'll do so in part by tapping into Asian wisdom and by sharing a story from Korea. Today's lectionary text from the Gospel of John also talks about family. So I would like to reflect on Jesus' assurance that he would not abandon us, not leave us orphaned. So I think I've got a big job here, so let us get started. Asia is big. Asia is 45 million square kilometers big. That's twice as big as North America. Asia is diverse. 4.5 billion people live there. 2,300 languages are spoken there. All religions are practiced there practically. And indeed, most of the organized largest religions were originated from Asia. Yet, for all this bigness and diversity, there's something that helps 4.5 billion Asians stick together. And that is family. I suppose this could be said to be true of any human community, but the meaning of family in Asia has a particular and unique aspect. In East Asia, for example, The meaning of family is shaped by the Confucian culture, and according to Confucian teachings, there is no peace in the world without peace in the family. And Korean Chinese letter captures that and says, "가화 만사성." All will be well when family is well. All will be well when family is well. Family members knows instinctively that the well-being of one is depend on the well-being of others. It is almost as if they were connected like the branches of a vine that are connected to one another, or like the parts of a tree that are deeply connected. In this regard, family is like a tree nurtured by the same sap that courses up through the roots and into the very ends of each little twig, filling the buds of leaves and making them open to the sun. Love is the sap that runs through them, and love can choose its own course. By this I mean, family is not limited by family genes or connections based on biological parenthood. We also know that family is bigger than that. Family is much more diverse than that. There are blended families, there are adopted families, there are same-sex and queer family, and some people living alone but has a community they would call family. Some live in a group home with others who are like family. Some live with pets, and they consider those animals as a core member of their family. I live with many plants, and I consider them as my family. Like the reality of Asia, the makeup of family is so diverse. So the kind of heterosexist, nuclear, biological, human family norm does not work anymore, right? But as a matter of fact, such a norm didn't actually work in the first century either. "Who is my mother and my brother?" Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12. Not denying, but looking beyond his own biological mother and brothers, he pointed to his disciples and said, "You are my brother and my mother. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus is obviously talking about family beyond the bloodline. According to Jesus, whoever is doing God's work is family. And you and I know that following his teaching, being a disciple of Jesus Christ, is hard work because it takes some sacrifice, some selfless act, and some brave work. It takes some unlearning too. I mean, parenting is hard. Even so, it is easy to sacrifice for our own family, right, as mother and as parent. It is easy to support a husband or wife or our partner. It is relatively easy to ask for help or give up something for a sibling who grew up together with us in the same house. But it is not easy to sacrifice for someone who we never met. It is not easy to give up and share what we have with those to whom we are not related. Yet, whether we have never met, if we are doing God's work, and if we know that we are bound by the work of love, we are related in God's sight and doing God's will. Furthermore, our lives depend on those who are beyond our immediate and biological family. God needs us and uses us to accomplish God's will, the work of creating a family of God. So I'll give you an example of creating a family of God, but to do so, I need to draw your attention back to Asia one more time. And this time, imagine yourself that you are in Korea in the summer of 1953. This is the year that the Korean War was put on pause. It is important to note that the Korean War that took place in 1950 has not ended, but only paused. An armistice line was drawn between North and South in 1953. This three-year war took several millions of innocent lives. The Korean War was among the most destructive conflicts of the modern era. The civilian death toll was more than Second World War or the Vietnam War. Not only human lives were lost, the whole country was wiped out. Virtually all of Korea's major cities were destroyed. All living creatures in these places were extinct. North Korea became among the most heavily bombed countries in history. Nothing but ruins. That is what you will see. This year, 2023, marks the 70th anniversary of the armistice, and so many people are working to end war. So I pray the Metropolitan United Church joins in this hard work to bring peace on that peninsula. But the most vulnerable people directly impacted by this horrific war were, of course, children. Many children lost their parents. In the most southern tip of the peninsula, the safest haven, the farthest place, I mean the one that was least impacted by the war, is the island called Geojaedo. This island was where an orphanage was built. And this orphanage was erected because of the United Church of Canada's generous support. UCC's Mission and Service Fund and global outreach effort make it possible to shelter and save these orphans. Willa Kernan, a Saskatchewan-born young woman, decided to go to Korea after her theological training at the Center for Christian Studies that was located at Emmanuel College in the early 1950s. She landed in Geojae Island in 1954 and started her ministry right away. It was the beginning of a long career in Korea. She was there until her retirement at the age of 65. In total, she lived and worked there for almost 40 years. I'm not sure if Willa meditated on this very passage that we heard today from the Gospel of John when she was thinking of going to Korea as a missionary, now we call overseas mission personnel. I'm not sure if any of her mentors were giving her advice to ponder upon this passage. Perhaps, perhaps not, but we can imagine Jesus whispering to Willa, "I will not leave them orphan. So go, I am coming with you." I had a privilege of meeting Willa when I lived in Saskatoon. She was suffering from a stroke when I met her, so she could not speak well, but I heard she called my name, Haeran, in such a clear and beautiful Korean accent. I was honored to be at her funeral service in the year 2015. On this Mother's Day, I wonder how many children from that orphanage called her mom and received love and care. This love and care were not a one-way street, right? I also believe that Willa received love and care from these children because she was a single person and a foreigner living alone. Willa never married and did not have her own biological children, but these orphans she lived with would have become her family. Yes, she was mom to so many orphans, and together they created a family where the place where these children and she belonged, and they shared the love of God with one another. Dear Metropolitan United Church, as a downtown church in Toronto, I wonder how many people you encounter who are looking for a family. I'm not sure how many people who were rejected by their own biological family due to addiction, mental health, sexual orientation, and unknown factors. I do not know how many of them came to knock on your door and you embraced them. As principal at Emmanuel College, I also wonder how many students that I encounter are looking for a family. I wonder in what ways Emmanuel College can be a home to those who enter our place. 3 days ago, May 11, Emmanuel College had a convocation. It was a great celebration, and I can still feel the joy from that graduation ceremony. 39 students were convocated and became an alumni. To them, Emmanuel is now their alma mater. And that means, as you know, Emmanuel is their nurturing mother. Emmanuel as a place where God is with them is where our students and alumni experience the presence of God as nurturing mom. I think that is a lofty goal to pursue, but in some ways, I'm proud to say that Emmanuel has been doing that, and United Church has been also doing that. And why do I say that? Because I do know at least one person from Emmanuel College who lost their biological family because of their transgender identity, yet the church accepted them. Julian Monroe is our MDiv student and a candidate for the ordained ministry for the United Church of Canada. Julian was interviewed by the magazine Broadview early this year. And if you have not read this piece, please check it out. Here is what they said. I've lost my mother, father, grandmother, and uncle. The people who are closest to me abandoned me for the sole reason of my transness. But Julian added, most everything I know about love is through church. I knew it as a child. The first trans people I ever met were in the church. The first lesbians I met were in church. The first gay man I met was leading the regional retreats I went to. And thanks to this Broadview magazine interview, Julian was featured in CBC Radio Tapestry in March. And if you have not listened to it, I recommend it. It is a powerful Christian testimony. And let me just summarize her testimony here. The church is my family. My biological family abandoned me, but the United Church embraced me as a child of God. Julian met Jesus, who told them, "I will not leave you orphaned, and I am coming to you." 가화 만사성. All is well when family is well. Our ancestors from Asia taught us a lesson that Jesus is also teaching us today. So let's finally turn our attention to the gospel text. The Gospel of John speaks a language akin to the Confucian language of family. I can imagine John and Confucius over tea and swapping ideas in conversation. John is telling Confucius that his teacher, Jesus, called God Abba, and by doing so, helps us stick together so that no one is being orphaned. The writer of the Gospel of John is the one who also wrote three epistles of John. These letters were known as love letters. Among the four Gospels, John is the one who talks about love in most intimate ways. This kind of expressive love language appearing in the Gospel of John and the three epistles are powerful because John's community was a precarious minority Christian community facing severe persecution. John says to this expelled and scared community that love casts out fear, so urges them to stick together because God will not abandon them and leave them orphaned. Dear Metropolitan United Church, God knows you as downtown church that you have been supporting people who are in need in multiple ways. I bet many of those whom you help feel that this MET community is their family. I have a hunch that outreach needs have been heightened over the COVID-19 global pandemic, and it may feel sometimes overwhelming. And when things look so bad, we feel powerless and even become cynical and despairing. And that is when we need to see the world as a big family. And perhaps looking at Asia, the other side of the globe, you know now that Willa Kernan created a family in that orphanage in a small island 70 years ago. Here is good news, that that orphanage is in Goje Island, is very alive and well, doing a marvelous ministry. And that is the legacy of the United Church. And we as the church back then and now are adhering to the teaching of Jesus, creating a family. The same church is the one that Julian experienced as a child of God and fell home. 가화 만사성. All is well when family is well. And Jesus is saying again, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So let us remain in one another and become family to one another so that nobody is feeling cut off. We can do this because God is our parent whose love courses through our roots and up to the branches of home, work, and society. I see the new buds bursting open on the branches of this divine tree. Can you see them too? That is the vision of Easter the sign of new life and the beauty of the family tree. Amen. And thanks be to God.